You're listening to The Flea Show with Randy and Ken.
Son of a bitch, they're hot.
Boom City Fireworks, home of the big one.
You know, I've done a lot of commercials in my time and never really get much attention for them, but
that is awesome.
It's really something when people in-house really think that that's something.
It was, at first, I thought it was a commercial for Tommy Lee's pants, but I find out it's for fireworks.
It's for fireworks. The 4th of July is coming up.
Both of them have burning sensations every once in a while.
God. Home of the big one.
No.
It was one of those deals where they want something stupid and corny, and I thought, well, I'll fit right in on that.
Oh, definitely.
And
if there's one thing I love, it's stupid, and I love corn. It's good.
Corn.
Just not the corn hole.
Oh, yes. Speaking of which, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to The Flea Show. This is Randy.
I am Ken.
And we're so proud that you are so happy. We're not really necessarily proud.
No, we're not proud at all. Look at us, our accomplishments. It's a very short list.
Well, we're done now, aren't we? Man, I'm just saying. Well, I was really kind of surprised to find out that Ken is a big watcher of the Discovery Channel.
Well, not the History Channel.
The History Channel. Either one.
Oh, either one. I like to discover, and I like history, and I combine them together into one big milky load. And
you want to share with us what you witnessed last night on the old History Channel?
It was horrible. I was watching, flipping through the channels, and History Channel comes on. I love. I think I'm going to watch some History Channel tonight. History of prisons and how people communicate in the prisons. And they always have these scared straight things on MTV, like, oh, we got to scare the kids. Let's talk about the rapings that go on in prison. You know what? I don't even need to know about that anymore to be scared to go to prison. Apparently, one of the top ways to communicate is writing out code on, like, small pieces of paper and then sticking it up the B-hole and then the A-hole, too, whatever gap is open for business. But, like, how far down society's path do we have to go to, like, the only way to communicate is, like, I got to write this note to Johnny. All right, sticking up my asshole.
And the note says, Boom City Fireworks, home of the big one.
But there was like all these ways to communicate. It was like sometimes, you know, we'll pee and we'll dip feathers or dip something in it and then write on the wall.
And who hasn't done that, really?
I know. I mean, sometimes, you know, you need some groceries. You got to tell the wife. You don't have time to write it down. You just pee on the wall and light it on fire. Right?
And it's actually natural for the male to write in the snow.
It is. I mean, I do that once in a while. Me, Frank Zappa, and Ted Nugent will go outside write in the snow. But it was just like, you know, they were interviewing all these people, a couple of the Cincinnati Bengals they were talking to while they were in there. Had to get that
Johnson.
In there. Tank Johnson in there. But they were like all these, there was this one way they communicated where it was the A-B method, and it was the letter A and the letter B written in certain ways equal certain number of values, and you find that match that number of value with the letter of the alphabet. And I was just thinking to myself, if you took this much time and thought to go into it, what are you doing in jail? Couldn't you have done something better other than like, I'm going to steal some matches and some hair weaves from...
Use your creativity.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, you could build some sort of time machine and just go back in time before you started stabbing people.
Maybe a new alphabet, new language.
Oh, yeah. They talked to one of the guys that beat up John Gotti in jail, and that was awesome. Apparently, John Gotti didn't pay for... he was protected by the Aryan Brotherhood in prison, and then he stopped paying, and then they sent a bunch of people from another gang to beat the hell out of John Gotti. And I was like, wow.
And you actually watched the entire show.
I watched some of it. Some of it I couldn't watch. It got a little bit too graphic when they were showing some of the stabby scenes. And then and then it kind of grossed me out, and they were like, yeah, sometimes we talk to each other through the pipes in the toilet. We just slurp out the water. And I was like, slurp? You drink the pee-pee water? And they're like, you know, the only way to get that out is if we drink the water that's in the toilet and we talk through it.
How do you know if it's really that bad?
I don't know. I've never tried it. The one thing that they did bring up, though, was that this one gang, I can't remember if they're the people who started this A-B communication with the sticking things up the butthole. that started like in 1960, later perfected in 1983 by Richard Simmons.
Oh, you'd be surprised what they might find up there.
Oh, yeah. There's trust like me. There's no talking going in that orifice.
It's like it'd be like a Richard Simmons time capsule.
chocolate flavored.
What can I pull out of my ass this week?
Oh, God. Carpets, furniture, knives. But it was freaky. I
condoms.
home of the big one.
Home of the big one.
Well, that was why I had to turn it off after a little bit. It got pretty gruesome. I wound up turning it off at about 20 minutes into it, and I was pretty disturbed.
The only other thing I wanted to bring up this week was the huge shock of the number one pick in the NBA draft.
Oh, Greg Oden.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought?
Yeah, I know. I didn't see it coming at all. I really thought that Jamison Curry was going to be their number one pick. Did you know that Jamison Curry apparently had drug problems? He smoked a lot of pot. Who would have thought that a basketball player in the NBA had pot problems, smoking the pot?
Anymore, who knows?
I don't know. Like, people are shocked that, he smoked pot. There was like eight or nine guys drafted last night that are like, this guy, he admits in his free time he smokes pot. Really? Are we surprised college kids smoke pot? Are we really surprised? My favorite game to play, though, in the NBA draft is having the over-under and how many players get drafted that have different last names than their mom. Within the first five picks, there was three, and I was like, oh, I just lost money. I'm calling
Vegas.
That
would be a nice game to
play. It is. I want to market that and then sell that on eBay.
And some of them are probably named Kemp.
Yes.
Those are some of the women.
Yeah. Well, it's been about 15 years since Kemp was in his prime. So we're getting pretty close to the Sean Kemp comeback in the NBA.
Can you imagine when his kids get ready to play in the NBA?
He's going to buy a team, and this is going to be called the Kemps.
The Kemps.
And they're not going to have a city. They're going to be like the Harlem Globetrotters. And they're going to travel the world. And Sean Kemp, when he goes in these towns with his kids, is going to create future basketball teams. It's his obligation to society to fund a basketball team. Him and Juwan Howard.
Home of the big one.
No.
All right. We're out here for this week. If we don't talk to you, have a great, happy 4th of July. Be patriotic. Be American. Show your pride.
Yes, and don't go Chris Benoit on anybody.
No, that was rude. All right.
It's not rude.
This is Randy.
This is D-Bag Von A-Hole.
Later.
Boom City Fireworks, home of the big one!